Boar's Head invites you to enlighten your senses. Introducing Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. Inspired by Japanese master chefs, our signature teriyaki glaze is crafted with garlic, ginger, and a hint of brown sugar. Then paired with our tender, slow-roasted chicken breast for a flavor that's sweet, savory, remarkably bold. Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. The bold flavor of Japan. Now at the deli. Compromise elsewhere.
You're in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
Is it for me? And I can't stand it. Seems you're much too busy these days, and I can't handle it.
Thank you.
sample size of the incredible two-time Grammy Award winner, Timothy Bloom, Lord have mercy, River Runs Deep, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. It's been a long time. It's been a minute since we had this talented brother back on the show, but he has returned. New hit single, Work It Out, from the upcoming trilogy, Life Trilogy. The first disc, The Beginning, will be officially available on October 14th. So we'd like to welcome to the zone, two-time Grammy Award winner, the incredible Mr. Timothy Bloom. Brother Bloom, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing, Teddy Bear?
Man, I'm doing, man, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
I'm so glad, man, to get some new music, man. Life Trilogy, my goodness, man. And you're teasing us with a 7-song track, man, on October the 14th. And the first single, Work It Out, it took me back to that Frankie Lyman, Lloyd Price, the Penguins
Awesome.
Absolutely. So let me ask you, what took you so long to put out some new music, man? It's been a minute.
Yeah, well, you know, I've just been like, you know, just, you know, fine-tuning, you know, getting my spirituals up, just, you know, working on myself and just, you know, getting in tune with who I am as an individual, as an artist, and just like slowly and just preparing myself for, you know, great things, you know, in the future. And I just want to, you know, just steady putting records out, and just want to just like really like take my time on this actual record and just to really like focus and be in tune with the people who wanted to hear.
Right. You know, it's funny, man, I've been hearing rumors, man. They say, hey, well, you know, this guy's got quite a chef in the kitchen. He's making mac and cheese with a touch of cinnamon on the I said, is he leaving music? We're going to see him on the Food Network. I said, what's really going on? What's really going on?
Man, I love to cook. I love to cook. You know, my mom taught me well, so I love being in the kitchen, you know, as well as being in the studio working, creating.
Absolutely. Man, one of the things that I've always found so impressive about you, man, you take your craft seriously. And I wanted to ask you, Absolutely. Does it sometimes get bothersome where you see, I'm not saying everyone, but you have certain artists that come into this business looking for the money, looking for the gold, looking for the prize, but they're not taking the artistic value of what it means to be an artist seriously as far as working and honing the craft?
Well, in that right, there's a lot of artists that come in and they have just one goal, and that, I think that is just to financially benefit themselves, which is okay. You know, I don't know their stories, and some people come from broken homes, and you know, and I understand that. Like you know, our gifts make room for us. You know, financially to come in, and it can change our whole outlook and thinking on, you know, what this music industry is sometimes. But for me, I just want to continue to stay true. You know, and it's not about money for me. You know, it's really about, like, you know, putting out good music for the good people. You know, that's all I really care about. You know, that's profitable for me. You know, and getting a feeling of like hope and comfort that music is still alive and it's just there to uplift and bring love. You know, that's what I'm all about.
Absolutely. It's always, man, I've said, in anything and everything you do, there has to be a balance. And if there's such an imbalance, man, things are just not right. And when I look at your music and I look at your growth as a songwriter, for you, where do you see yourself at right now as a songwriter from this new project, the Life Trilogy, to the last project that you put out? How far have you seen yourself grow?
I'm growing every single day. I'm a student. You know, I'm always going to be a student. You know, when I working with Smokey years ago, like, he always tells me, like, you know, there's always room to grow in your songwriting. He's one of the most phenomenal songwriters of our time, like, you know, hands down. And from the last record out, I mean, I'm in a great space when it comes to, I'm writing every single day, and I just feel like, you know, it's not always the same. You know, it's just, it's always different. There's always new challenges. There's always like experiences that I've, you know, been experiencing over the years. And I'm just able to like, you know, put it down on paper and through song. And there's been an extreme growth on this last project to be able to put out this Life Trilogy. It's like three records we're putting out. And now I'm getting ready to start on the record right after this trilogy I've been working on as well too, and the writing is just, it's just a different, it's just a different perspective. It's just I feel honored, man, to have a mindset to write and to be able to, you know.
Absolutely. Well, it definitely resonates through your music. Do you think, for me in my lifetime, I've seen a handful of artists where music completely consumed. I mean, it's a part of who they are. It's without it, it's like losing a limb. I listen to you, and I listen to artists like Prince, who I was a huge fan of his, where music is just who he is. And I get the same sense from you. You have been able to express your life journey through your music. How important is music to you as far as being used as a muse to relate to what you're experiencing in everyday life?
You know, like I cannot afford not to record. You know, like it's just one of those things where like I wake up and I breathe it. You know, like it's just one of those things where it's always been a part of me since I was a little kid and growing up in my dad's church, and you know, being a part of that level of musicianship and playing with a bunch of amazing players and musicians. And I'm just honored to be able to, the people are able to like listen to like, or that can relate to like some of the things that I do write. And it doesn't come from me. I know it comes from a totally higher power than myself. And I'm blessed to be a vessel of it. You know, I'm blessed to be a vessel. That's all I am.
Absolutely. What has you most proud or most excited about the new album, The Life Trilogy? What has you most excited about it?
It's interesting. Like I've been hearing a lot about like he's all over the place, and I think with this with this trilogy, I've been able to compile, you know, all this music from different time periods and different eras to show a different variety and versatile, and be able to put it, you know, in sections and in different areas in this Life Trilogy, where people will be able to understand like he's not in this box, you know, he can't put Timothy Bloom in this box. And I'm like super excited for people to hear I admit I'm all over the place. I'm excited about that, because if you put me in this box, I'm just gonna break free, because I can't be placed in the box. I'm just, I'm excited about that, you know. Like, you can't put that boy down.
Right. It's funny that you say that, because I remember the last time that you were on the show, you said, man, I hate being put in a box. I hate to be labeled. I want to be able to expand and do different things and bring certain, like a jambalaya, to the table, man. Yep. You never know what to expect, because when you listen to Work It Out, I mean, at one particular moment in time, I said, well, let me go find me a shark skin suit and get a perm and a do-rag, man. I'm being transported back to the 50s, man. I mean, that's just, it's awesome. 100% doo-wop. What got you in that particular frame of mind to really take you back to where soul music was really soul music and doo-wop?
I've been listening to it. I consume myself in like that time period since I was, you know, like when I was able to listen to secular music, I just, you know, engulfed and just studied and just like, and that's what naturally comes out of me. It's just that, is that, you know, especially being, you know, in that Motown regime and, you know, being able to like listen to their records and going back and listen to unreleased records and stuff like that, it just, there's a sense, it just moved me, you know, to like to create, you know, in that time period. Even now, like not even thinking about it, I just always go back and I have to remind myself, you can't keep, you know, in this time period, because yeah, there's other time periods you can always, you know, branch off. And you know, I'm always, you know, like even experimenting on like this new wave of music as well too. So but I just love being in that time period, because it just does something to my soul. It just does something to my spirit. I wish I was, you know, if I was, you know, a part of any time period, it would be back in that time.
Well, you know, I can definitely relate, because my son, who's a teenager, you know, he'll sit up a lot of times and say, "Dad, you know what? You're stuck in a time warp." You know, it's like, because that era of music, especially the 70s, you know, as far as Curtis Mayfield, The Impressions, you name it, I'm stuck in that era of music. Mm-hmm. But then when you flip the script and go back in the time machine and go back to the 50s, like I said, when you talk Frankie Lyman, I mean, that was the golden age of doo-wop and harmonizing, man. I mean, people could actually really sing, and a lot of people that really don't know their music, when the Whispers, who grew up in Watts, they were a doo-wop group. They were a harmonizing group, you know, standing on the corner in Watts. So it's like refreshing to sit up and hear you take that direction. So what else can we expect? I know we're in that sector right there. So what other kind of tidbits can you give us, a little tease, as far as the other kind of music that we can expect from the trilogy?
From this, we're just gonna go on this roller coaster of times, you know, of that, you know, obviously like the 50s. We're gonna hit the 80s a little bit. You know, we're gonna tap into a little bit of, you know, the now, as we're in now, but still have a level of consciousness and, you know, substance as well too. And I just hope everybody like enjoys it, you know, and gets an understanding of, you know, the education behind it.
Education, interesting. We hear so much overdriven kind of music. Everything is predicated on a beat, and there's no substance behind it. It seems like that's what generates, as far as quote unquote, airplay. But it's always come off to me, speaking with you, that has never been important to you, as far as the quote unquote airplay, because people, your peers that know you, that really respect what music should sound like, it seems that's the only thing that's the most important to you, as far as remaining true to yourself. At some point in time, does it become somewhat tedious sometime, when you know that you're remaining true to yourself, and you know you're putting out a fantastic product, but it's not necessarily getting the airplay that it richly deserves?
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong, like airplay is, you know, extremely important to an artist like me, who's, you know, I feel like I'm always an up and coming artist, and airplay has helped, you know, a lot, you know, where it kind of reaches out and it gets to an audience that I never knew existed, and people that also listen to, you know, the radio and stuff like that. But then there's those other people who do not listen to the radio, and they go out and they buy records, they come to the shows, and they're like really in, you know, into the music, and you know, I'm able to engage, and like really there's like a level of relationship that's built behind that, and they're like fans forever. And I think that for me, I feel like I'm a longevity artist, and I want to be here, you know, and just continue to put out records until, like, you know, it's done, and God called me to a different place and a different era and a different room, and that's my seeking point. That's what I seek for. That's what I live for, and just to continue to put out music that just flows. It flows out not by my will, but by the will of, like, you know, that it just helps, and it just, you know, like, just helps, man. I don't know. The music industry is, and I want to say the music industry, but then the music today is definitely an interesting time, and I just want to be the one to keep it, you know, with substance, and there's art, beauty to it, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. For those that don't know you, or who haven't had an opportunity to see you perform, what do you think is the biggest misconception of who you are as an artist?
A misconception. I don't know. I haven't received any misconceptions at this point in my career. I haven't, there's always been this level of respect that people have. I'm not sure. People haven't, like, you know, come and voice their opinion on their, you know, their perspective or perceptions of me. I haven't experienced that yet, to be honest.
Well, it's funny. The reason why I ask that is because it seems to me, when you focus on your craft and not focusing on your timeline as far as quote-unquote gossiping or doing things to keep yourself in the media, people have a misconception or a perception of who you are. And for me personally, like, this cat is really involved in his music. It's like, I'm just going to sit here and watch the rest of the world go by. I'm in the studio creating what I need to create. Plus, I'm going to take some time out to get the kitchen and make some food. I'm going to feed my soul, which definitely is a beautiful thing. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. The teddy bear does forgive you being a time Grammy Award winner. My goodness, Timothy Blow. The Life Trilogy, the first disc, The Beginning, will be available October the 14th. I said, man, 7 songs. You know, we have a tendency to be greedy. You know, I was hoping for 10, but we'll be satisfied. What do you find about the 7 tracks that you're going to bless us with from the first disc, The Beginning? What is so unique about those particular 7 songs? And I know there was a cornucopia of other songs that were left off that first disc. What was so unique about those particular 7?
Well, these particular songs, sonically, and they all line up to tell a specific story. You know, it's about this young man. He has his dreams, and the dreams, his dream is to make music. And he talks about his life. He talks about his love, and these particular songs just kind of they just flow perfect, and it just basically told a story.
What do you find more comfortable? Because you're an exceptional songwriter. I mean, an exceptional songwriter. How long did it take you to get comfortable as far as being able to write for other people? Because you have to really kind of become intertwined with that person's thoughts, feelings, and emotions to be able to bring something out special in another artist as far as what they've experienced. How long did it take you to really get comfortable in doing that?
To be honest with you, it didn't take too long at all. Like I was introduced, you know, to that comfortability when I met Smokey, and he just introduced that world of songwriting to be able to, you know, write with other, you know, songwriters and artists and stuff like that. You know, when I was working with him, it felt comfortable to be able to sit in the room and we fellowship and we talk, and basically the outcome is just being able to relate and being able to, like, you know, put down a story on paper, and that's the great part, is being able to fellowship with, you know, to come up with magic.
Right. Do you feel when the sense of fellowship when you're performing live? Because anyone can get in the studio and perform magic, especially people who can't sing. I know for me, I can't sing and save my life, but man, you get me in a shower, I'm a second coming. But you know, does it give you a special kind of unique feeling when you perform live, knowing that you have the opportunity to share and give so much of yourself to the listeners who have supported your career from the beginning?
It's such an amazing feeling to be on stage and to be able to express myself outside of, you know, that CD. You know, there's nothing like it. And when everybody's just sitting there and it is moving and grooving to the sounds, and it just gives a sense of, like, wow, okay, all right, they're listening, and then you can see that their lips moving and they've learned all the lyrics. It's just amazing. They took the time out just to, like, learn the song and then come to the shows and just be a part of that experience. It's amazing.
Absolutely, man. Like I told you the last time you were here, man, I said you were definitely cut from a different cloth, man. A much simpler time where everything was based upon substance and the true love for music, man. So far be it for me, the teddy bear, to deprive the many listeners out here. Let's get into it. The new hit single, of course, coming from the Life Trilogy album. First this, the beginning with Work It Out, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
You know, when you love somebody, you gotta treat them kind. Yeah. And if you out there, you got that good one, never let her go. Let me tell you why.
I took her love for granted, and she stole my heart, left me stranded. What I do to get it all back?
Timothy Bloom from the first disc, The Beginning, available October the 14th via iTunes, Google Play. And for those who are feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. Remember, this is the trilogy, the Life Trilogy series, man. It's going to be a fantastic 3-disc set. And also, to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by Timothy's official website. That's TimothyBloom.com. And also on Twitter, as Twitter.com/TimothyBloom. Brother, next time, don't take so long to bless us with some new music, man. You have definitely been sorely missed from the last time you were on here. It's like, hey, Teddy Bear, when is Timothy coming out with some new music, man? I said, hey, look, when it happens, we'll get him back here on the air, man. All I ask is that when the series comes out, man, please come back. We would love to have you on again, and we would love to actually play the album in its entirety. Yeah,
absolutely.
I did say album. I'm stuck in a time warp. That's okay. I'm all right. I'm all right with that.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, if you can, do me a favor, man. Send me some of that mac and cheese. You know the teddy bear loves mac and cheese, man. A little bit of cinnamon. Send me some mac and cheese, man.
I will. I'll do that.
All right, man. Bless, continue to bless and stay blessed, okay?
Blessings. Thank you so much, Teddy Bear.
All right. God bless. The incredible two-time Grammy Award winner, Timmy D. Bloom, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. My goodness, man, brother's deep. Love him to death, man. Good brother, good brother. Remember, the first disc, The Beginning, available October the 14th, and of course, the Life Trilogy series. It's going to be a three-disc set, but the first one, October 14th, but you can get the new hit single, Work It Out. We got to work it out. And while I got you here, like Linus is blanking, let's work it out some more with some Timothy Bloom with My Diamond here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
She's my diamond. She's my diamond. She's my diamond.
What you can do. gotta do me right. Ooh, baby, this love is guaranteed, and soon you will see. Now that you are here with me, it's going down tonight. Ooh, baby, turn your dreams into reality.
Thank you. bless me with your climb. Bless me with your friendship.
With this, I want to thank you.
Jeff Bradshaw, Kogo from SWV, from the album Bon Appetit. My God, it's been, what, 4 years since that album came out here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible two-time Grammy Award winner, Timothy Blue. Thank you for joining us, my brother, and be sure, family, the first disc, the beginning from the Life Trilogy series, man, will be available on October the 14th. But while you wait and get comfortable, hey, be sure to stop by Amazon and iTunes and pick up the hit single, Work It Out. It will definitely take you back to a much simpler, doo-wop-ish kind of time. Yeah, I did say that, didn't I? 4:43 p.m. Central Standard Time here in the zone. And while I got you, man, a friendly reminder to get all the latest updates, be sure you allow your fingers to do the walking. Stop by the official website at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com to get all the latest updates and pertinent information. You can also, hey, send us an email, song request. If there's a particular artist that you'd like to have us on the show, as long as it's substance and quality, we can make it happen. That I promise. And while you're there, when the teddy bear's not on there, 24-hour live streaming music, 365 days a year, is definitely available for you. But you say, well, teddy bear, where else can we find some more information about the zone? Well, I'm glad you asked. You can also catch up with us on Twitter. And it's at Twitter at LOTL Radio. Also on Facebook at Facebook, LOTL, The Comfort Zone. And last but certainly not least, we're on Instagram. Yes, smile, you're on candid camera. Lord have mercy. We're on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL, The Comfort Zone. And while I have you in the zone, let's get into some new music from the legendary Chris Jasper from his upcoming album, Share With Me, hit single, You Are So Beautiful, here in the zone of LOTO.
Oh yeah, you are so beautiful to me. Yes, to me, girl, you are so beautiful to me. Whoa, to me, baby. Oh, you are so beautiful to me, yeah. Can't you see? You're everything that I hope for. You're everything that I need, baby. Oh, you are so beautiful.
I want.
legendary Niles Rogers and Chic. Lord have mercy, I can't believe it. 1978. I want your love all the time, each and every day. 365, yeah. 365 days a year, including leap. Lord have mercy, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. We'll be back on live this coming Thursday with the incredible saxophonist extraordinaire, Mr. Paul Taylor. We have the pleasure of debuting some new music from his new album, Yes Lord, Countdown. That's at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Head over to the official website at www.lotl, the comfort zone. Definitely a beautiful thing. Man, it's been fantastic. Great to get back on the air again. It's truly, truly a blessing. Much therapy needed. But man, I want to thank all the many listeners and supporters, all well wishers. Thank you so much for supporting the zone. So in the meantime, while I head back up to the Milky Way of the zone, we're going to leave you with Nuwamba with his new hit single, Unusual. Until next time, as in always, keep it soulful here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
It's unusual. Thank you. You got a craving for barbecue, and Dickie's has barbecue sandwiches that start under $6.50. Your favorite meat smoked low and slow, then piled high on a toasted brioche bun. A big fancy word for dang good. Great tasting sandwiches from our infamous pulled pork to taste bud kicking chicken. Get one of these bad boys starting under $6.50. Come see why they're Dickie's classics from a real wood burning pit. Right, Mr. Dickie?
We'll see you when you get here. Dickie's, we speak barbecue.
You got a craving for barbecue, and Dickie's has barbecue sandwiches that start under $6.50. Your favorite meat smoked low and slow, then piled high on a toasted brioche bun. A big fancy word for dang good. Great tasting sandwiches from our infamous pulled pork to taste bud kicking chicken. Get one of these bad boys starting under $6.50. Come see why they're Dickie's classics from a real wood burning pit. Right, Mr. Dickie?
We'll see you when you get here. Dickie's, we speak barbecue.